Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Hey, and today's daf is sponsored Lezecher Nishmas Rav Avraham Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Friedman on his 33rd yard site. He devoted his life to the Slabodka Yeshiva and to the dissemination of Torah. His house was a Beis Vad L'Chachamim. The neshama should have an aliyah, and we are on now Samach Hey Amud Aleph Sanhedrin. We continue Arba Misos. This 20 blot perek that started back on Daf Memtes, where we Arba Misos Bezdin, and we went into the last three, and then we've been talking about all the Misos Bezdin until the last one on the list, which has been Sarah Mora, and that'll be the name of the next perek, and that'll be on Daf Samaches. But we continue now talking about the next ones on the list, which are Ov and Yidoni. We remember where the Gemara, the Mishnah first listed off all of the items that are Chayve Skila. That was a couple of daf back, as we had back on Daf Nun Gimel, Elu Hein Haniskalin. So on that list, after discussing Molech, which was yesterday's discussion, the Mishnah listed off Ov and Yidoni. That's today's discussion, those two. Says the Mishnah, Baal Ov Zeh Pisom Hamedaber Mishichyo. Baal Ov is Pisom. We'll see what that is. Rashi says, Shem Hamachashef Hamedaber Mishichyo. It is a type of sorcerer that speaks from his armpit. Ma'ales ha'meis min ha'aretz, u'moshev lo b'shichyo tachas ra'osav, somehow makes the voice of the mace go from under his armpit, and he speaks from there. That is the sorcery. U'ba'alov ze'pisom ha'medar b'shichyo, v'yid'oni ze'hamedar b'fiv. Yid'oni is a different type of sorcerer. That is someone who speaks from b'fiv, his mouth. So we'll have to see. Yid'oni is a type of chaya. The Gemara will say that whose name is Yadua, Yid'oni, and you put the bone into the mouth, and the bone starts talking. Different types of sorcerers. Hare Elu B'Skila. These are Chiyuve Skila. And V'Hanisham Bahem Ba'azhara. And those that are ask, you know, these powers, these sorcerers, a question, they get an Isser Lav. Interesting, why doesn't it say Hashoel Bahem Ba'azhara? Those who ask, what do you mean Hanish Al Bahem? So the Maharam on the bottom of the Marsha says, because those always ask, but then the sorcerer always says to them, so what do you want? What do you want me to do? So they're also nish'al, right? They're not just sho'alim asking for services, but then they are asked, what exactly is it that you need? And therefore, that's also called nish'al. The Rambam says right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam says elsewhere, that all of these isurim, there's a whole group of isurim, Ov and Yidoni and Chover Chaver and all of Mechashef, all of these, says the Rambam, it's usher to do, not because there's any power to any of these forces, right? It's foolish. It's a waste of time. But it's still usher to turn to them, says the Rambam. As he says in a number of places, but he says it including here. V'kol ma sh'ata ro'eh mimamar u'medaber v'shomea b'nyan zeh u'shmia kozeves. K'fi ma sh'yasem achshavato b'zeh, k'mo sh'yera l'bnei adam harbe b'makom ha'panui, rotzo lomar b'shas his yachdus. He goes through all of these, after all of these discussions, he says that it's all foolish, even though it is something that people follow. That is the Rambam Shita, again, a well-known Shita in a number of places. The Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch is not so happy about the Rambam. We'll read that Shulchan Aruch in a minute in Yoredeya, in Kuf Ayin Tes. But Rov Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they assume that there is power to these forces of the dark side, and there's just an Isser for us to try to go to the dark side in order to involve ourselves in the involve ourselves in these isurim. But again, it is not like the Rambam says that they don't have power. They do have power, but it's just also the Ran in his drushos at the end of Drush Dalid. The Ran discusses and he says ve'ein safek shehu inyan amiti afal pi shehu. The Rambam, Kasav, the Perek HaNizkar, even though he wrote in the Mor Nevuchim, Shudavar Batel, Ein Amitus Lo, Ve'ein Zed Das Razal, Bekama Mekomos. And this is not the view of Chazal in many places. He says, look, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin. We'll get to that by the Shem in 2 days. Hahi itzad mahajal mishkalaf remitute kare derbi chanina. One of the witches tried to do something with the dirt derbi chanina was standing on, and he says back, Ein Omol Vadoksiv. Sounds like something's going on there. It's not all a fake. Right, and v'hikshu ala v'chulu, mivur nigla, she'inyin akishuv heim sovrim shamagia mimenu amiti lo midume levad. And then it says, why does the Torah answer it? Because it's the dark side, and that's the, so to speak. And it's not power that we're supposed to involve ourselves in, and therefore, says the says the Ran that we're not supposed to be involved in it. The Ramban as well, the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim, on the pasuk of Tamim Tihiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha, which the Ramban counts as a mitzvah saseh, and the we noted that the Ramban often, when you have these general psukim, these major psukim, ala Torah, he focuses on them and says they are defining for who we are, even though many other Rishonim think of it as just general statements, but not including anything specific. Kedoshim Tiyu, V'yasisa Yashem Atov, Tavim Tiyem Hashem Alokecha. Those are three of them that the Ramban focuses on. So the Ramban there in Shoftim, Yudches Yud Gimel, Sheni Yached Levaveinu Elav Levado, V'na'amin Shehu Levado Aso Ose Kol, V'hu Ayodeya Amin. He knows everything. He, Hashem, umimenu levado nidrosh hasidos, and only from him we will seek out the future. Linevi of ome anshe chasidav rotel omar ur metumim velo nidrosh mehovrei shamayim velo mizulasam velo niftach sheyavou divrei malkolpanim. Not to focus on any other power. Avalam nishma davar mehem nomar kol bidei shamayim. Everything is at Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'naamin shekol abos tiyana kifis karev adam lavodaso. And the closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater hashkacha we will be zoche to. Ulefichach, achar azara she'elas hasidos, after all of these, in Shoftim, the isra of going to a mekosim, v'dorish bara mesim, alachayim, v'chulu, Hashem says, tamim tia im Hashem b'cholela v'lo tira mimagad hasidos. Right? Only go to this source and not the other. It's clear from the Ramban that he says don't go there, even though it would tell you something. That's not what our avoda is supposed to. That's not what the avoda is supposed to be. And again, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Yoredeya in Kuf Ayin Test. This is the Vilna Gaon made this Rambam, this view, somewhat famous. Again, we've discussed this in other contexts as well, and we'll get back to it, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit later, in Simin Kuf Ayin Test, which is the Isra in the Shulchan Aruch of Ma'onein U'machashef. Right, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, right, all the different things that you're not allowed to do, and then the Shulchan Aruch discusses, even on, what about on Shabbos, between Lochei Shalamake on Shabbos and Dorei Shalamesim. Where the Lashon here, it's a different Tzuras Hadaf here than the one I have. So he says here that the it's a one is not allowed to do any of these. And Bechal, what about on Shabbos? He says, Mutar L'Srapos Bekamia. Let me just find the Gra. The Gra says right here on the bottom. The Gra says, V'yesh Omrim, says Yesh Osrim. V'yafalpi. Here's the Lashon on Os Yud Gimel in the Gra. The Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody gets bitten by a scorpion, you're allowed to be Lochesh Afilu B'Shavis. V'yafalpi She'en Adover Mo'el Klum. Even though it's meaningless, the Shulchan Aruch says, quoting the Rambam, Holo Mesukan Hu, Hitiru Kadesh Lo Titerav Dai Tolav. You're allowed to do it because people think it works. And therefore it'll calm them down, and it'll help them, Pikuach Nefesh, and any type of Yishav Adas, you're allowed to do it, even though it's not going to work. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. V'yafalpi She'en Adover Mo'el Klum. And it says the Gra, that's the Rambam, and he writes this in Pirush Mishnayos, Aval kol ha'boim acharav chalku alav. All of those that follow the Rambam argue on him. Shei harbei lechashim namru b'gemara. There are many incantations found in the Gemara. V'hu nimshach achar ha'filosofia. He was nimshach after his philosophical bent. V'lachin kasav shekshafim v'shemos u'lechashim v'shedim v'kemios hakolu sheker. Says all of these types of this whole world of halacha. Avakfar hiku oso al kadkado, shari matzinu harbi ma'asios begemara, al pishemos ukshafim. Right, you find many stories in the Gemara, and he quotes many stories here from Bavli and from Yerushalmi, which have to do with it. He quotes Avisha ben Tsruya, right, he quotes the Gemara on Sanhedrin Sadihei. Later on, remember David HaMelech is with Yishvi Benov, he gets thrown up in the air, and Avisha says Shem Hashem, so David stays in the air, it doesn't fall down. Among other Gemaras, V'harbe kayotze bazeh. And then he quotes the Gemara at the end of Dalat Misos, right, a couple of da from now, why it's called Kshafim Machshishim Pamaya Shamala. Sounds like it's doing something. And then he says, V'philosophy hitato berov lekha. His philosophical bent caused him to err, says the Vilna Gaon. L'faresh ha-gemara ha-kol b'derech ha-leitzi v'la-karos ha-mi-pashtan. To interpret everything in a metaphoric way, don't take anything literally. V'chas v'sholom eini ma'amin b'hem v'lo mehem u'mehamonam ela kol ha-dvarim heim k'pashtan ela she'yesh b'hem pnimius. Right, there's deep meaning to everything. Lo pinimius shabali philosophia, shem chitzonis, el shabali emes. That's the biting words of the Vilna Gaon here in Kuf Ayin Test, Sifkat and Yud Gimel. But again, the basis is the Rambam and those who follow him, and Rov Rishonim, they say otherwise. So we'll have to get to Be'ez Hashem. Maybe we'll leave it for now until Amid Beis, where the Gemara quotes Psukim. So what about, it's really, the Machlokes is earlier than the Rambam. Shol HaMelech. The Rishonim and the Gaonim already discussed when Shaul HaMelech goes to the witch of Ein Dor, you know, what exactly was the problem. And it seemed like there something's happening. It seems like Shmuel HaNavi came back from the dead. According to the Rambam, how do you answer that whole story? When it was all in his mind, the Abarbanella has a day of there. That it was all in his mind, right? Nothing really occurred. So, okay, we'll have to Hashem get back to that. Okay, this is all a little bit on Ov and Yidoni and all related issues. So says the Gemara now. Mishnah, hacha, why in our Mishnah here and earlier, as we quoted on Daf Nun Gimel, why in our Mishnah does it list off two separate Isurim, Diktoni, Balo, Viadoni, two separate Isurim in the Chiyuve Skila, Umishnah Gabi Krisos, and if you look in the first Mishnah, Mesechas Krisos, that lists off all the Chayve Krisos and Bishoge Khatas, Diktoni, Balov, Vishay really Yidoni, only Balov is mentioned there and not Yidoni. Right, if it's listing off as a parallel, the skilas, the karises, and the chatas, so why aren't they both of them mentioned over there? Answer, two answers. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hol, Vishnei, and Balavecha Namru. Really, they're both included in the same lav. And because they're in the same lav, that's why you would only be chayiv one, says the Rashi, second Rashi on the Gemara. Hol, Vishnei, and Balavecha number. Rashi quotes it. Balav da al tifnu el ha'ovos ve'el ha'yidonim. But it says one lashon of a lav. Don't. If I did both of them in one helam at one time period, one forgetting, I'm only chayav one carbon chatas. Shahalavin. Rashi continues. Shahalavin mechalkin lichataos. Separate lavim are what creates separate chiyuv chatas. If there's only one lav, then there's only one chiyuv chatas. And that Mishnah lists off all that would be independent. If I would do all of them together, you'd be chayiv separate chatos. But over the Yidoni, you only be chayiv one, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't list it off separately. Alma Rashi continues, chatos alavin kaimi. Right, as is going on the lavin. Good. Says the, if you look, there's one more important line in Rashi. I mean, they're all important, but a couple of lines later, there's one more significant line, about eight lines from where I just left off. V'hadin nakat hol v'shneim b'lavecha ne'emru. That which the Gemara says, that they're both in one lav. V'lo nakat hol v'shneim b'kareis achas ne'emra. Why don't you say they're all included in one kareis, right, instead of one lav. Mishum dechilek chatas enotali bechilek krisos. Because not all of, those don't always go together. Right, those two. Tahai gives an example. Mefatim shemen amishcha. If I make the shemen and then I smear the shemen, those are two lavim, right? And there's only one kares. So it's not always, they don't always go together. So the important part, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is that they're both one lav. Al tifnu. Al tifnu el hovos vela yidonim. And that's why it would be only chayiv one and one helam. And that's why it's not said separately there. Good. Rish Lakish Amar, second answer in the Gemara. Yidoni. Lefi she'ein bo maisa. Yidoni is a lav she'ein bo maisa. You don't do an action, and that's why it is not listed there, is not a bar carbon. Right? Chatas requires a maisa. As the pasuk says elsewhere, Rashi quotes it also, v'asa hein, v'asa achas, you do something. Bal ov, Rashi explains, as the Gemara is going to say, you have to like flap your arms a little bit in order to get the underarms sound coming out. But just putting the bone into your mouth, right, by Yidoni, that you didn't do the Aveira yet. The Aveira is when the voice starts coming out of the bone, and there is no Maisa there, and therefore it's a lav, she'ein bo Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Bal Ov Denakat. So Rabbi Yochanan, so you choose one, right? They're both included in the same lav. So why do you choose Ov and not Yidoni? Because the pasuk Bekra, that's the first one in the pasuk. Okay, first one in the pasuk, that's the one you say. For Reish Lakish by time Alam Arker Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Right, sounds like a good answer. Lav Echad Amar Papa Chalukin Hein Bemisa. No, but they are Chaluk in the Misos, and therefore. That's why, right, the Rashi again quotes the Pasuk, Rashi on the first wide line. Kishapire skilasan chilkan akasev, kiebohen ov, o yidoni, mos yumasu ba'evan yigamor al samdame and bum. Right, it doesn't say vi yidoni, it says o, and therefore it's a mechulak there, and therefore that's why he would have wanted to have it listed separately. Verb Yochanan, chaluka de lav shma chaluka. Chaluka de misa lo shma chaluka. The significant chiluk for the halacha is the chiluk in the lav, and that will create the chiluk in the chatos. But the chiluk in the misa is not connected directly, and therefore that is not significant in my view. Verb Yochanan, my time alamak reish lakish. What about the other way? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say reish lakish as the answer of Ein Ro Maisa? Amar lacha masisa the krisis Rabbi Akiva hi to Amar lo beinon maisa. The Mishnah Maseches Krisis is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. How do you know it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion? Because Megadif is included there, and Megadif is ein bo maisa. So therefore, I'd say, oh, so there's no reason that Yidoni would have been left out because Yidoni ein bo maisa, but Megadif is ein bo maisa, and therefore it should have been listed anyway. Veresh Lakish, how would Resh Lakish answer that question? Nehi de la boy Rabbi Akiva maisa raba maisa zuta boy. Rabbi Akiva does require some type of maisa. Right, not nothing. Right, akima svasav, as we're going to see. Right, magadi my maisa ika akima svasav ave maisa. Right, even by cursing God, right, that itself is here to maisa. You're moving the lips, and therefore that's why it is in the Mishnah. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, balov my maisa ika. What about balov hakasha zroosav ave maisa? Right, the flapping of one's arms is the maisa. So therefore, Reish Lakish would say Yidoni is nothing. Yidoni doesn't even have akima svasav. And that's why it's not in the Mishnah, even though the other ones have somewhat of a Maisa. Stop there for a moment before we get to V'yafilu. There is the Machlokes, just to be aware of the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, about Ov and Yidoni, in terms of how many Averis are counted. How many Averis do we count for Ov and Yidoni? Right, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam counts two separate Isurim. Right, after you have this line in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, of they're not Chalukin Balav. So how many Averis do you count that as? The Rambam in Mitzvah number 8, which shows you his significance, how he treats that. We mentioned that the Rambam does not go by Parsha, like the Sefer HaChinuch does. He has clusters of mitzvos. So at the beginning of the Los Ases, he has certain defining ones, and that is many of the Avodah Zarah ones related. The Rambam starts off, obviously, with Lo Yelucha Elohim Achirim, number 1, Lo Sasu Lecha Fesel, and May making an Avodah Zarah, Elohim Asecha Lo Sasu Lechem, and then making any Tzuros, Lo Sasu Niti Elohim Chesav Elohim, number 5, the Isser of bowing down to Avodah Zarah, that is 5, and then, right, he doesn't count the separate one of the 4, and then number 6, Hizironami Avodah Avodah Zarah, Filu Bezuas Arba Minim HaKodmim, Avodah Betrai Shia Osa Avodah Kedarka, right, we discuss this back on that memtes, Kedarka and Shalom Kedarka. Right, number 7, Hiziranu mites ksas mi banenu l'ne'evad ha'mafursam, bizman nesinas ha'torah shayushmo molech. Right, all the beginning of those essays. Number 8, Ov. Number 9, Yidoni. The Rambam counts that as two separate Los Ases right at the beginning. All the Avodah Zarah Los Ases are quoted here. And he says, what's Ov? Fusha Yiktar Pictoris Yadua Fiyasapulos Miuchados Viyazdamelo Shmios Dibor. It appears to him that he hears Mitacha Shichyo Yoshiva Mashiisha Mimenov Zemin Echad Miminov. From Yisalal Tifnu El Ha'ovos. And then he goes into that is the Isser. Number 9, Shezirotam Yasos Maisa Hayid Oni. And the Rambam says, the Al Tachshov says Yezlav Shebeklalos. Don't think that this is like what we had back on Sama Gimel, like Lo Sochlu Al Adam, and it includes many things. Even though it says Al Tifnu Ela Ovos Vela Yidonim, there's not a Lav Shabbat clause, says the Rambam. Ki Kfar Chilek Osam Bizichron Onesh, because it already is Mechalik with Onesh, as the Gemara just said, right? Chilek Ha Onesh. Vamar Ov O Yidoni V'Chay B'Cholechan Mehem Skila V'Karis Lamezid. Vamo Yisali, because the puzzle that Rashi just quoted, and therefore you count them as two, says the Ramban. Right on that Rambam. Sorry, but I beg to differ. Ve'ani choshev bevadai shezeh olav shebeklalos. This is a lav shebeklalos based on our Gemara right here. Gemara Sanhedrin daf samachay. Ma'ishtahacha, and he quotes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Va'amna manachnu lefi miyarnina b'mitzvos ein lanu k'meida b'zeh. He says, I think it is a lav shebeklalos. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. It gets into a little bit what we discussed back on Sama Gimel, what's the definition exactly of a Lav Sheba Klalos. Lav HaKolel, Lav Klali, all the different ways of understanding. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, V'yafilu l'Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbana now, right, we just said that there's a Chiluk, the Baal Ov is a Maisa, and Megadef is a Maisa, and the Yidoni is no Maisa at all. So now the Gemara asks, even according to the Rabbanan, Reish Lakish is holding that it is a Maisa? Right, Rashi explains the question. One more line, look at the Rashi. Afilu Rabbanan, fifth Y line. Kam Reish Lakish Davi Maisa, Bitmiya Klomar, Mi Delo Pligi Rabbanan Alehazam Elabi Megadef. The Rabbanan only argued about Megadef with Rabbi Akiva. You can't have Megadif because that's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. But they don't argue about Baal Ov, right? Which means that they think Baal Ov is a Maisa, even though the moving, the Akimas Fasav, is not. But is that really true? Says the Gemara, V'yatanya, Eino Chayv El Al Davar Shisho Maisa. Kigod, what is a maisa? Zibuach, kitur, venisa, fehishtachava'a. Right, those are serious maisim. Slaughtering and burning and pouring and bowing. Who is the one that says that even bowing is a maisa? Though you didn't accomplish anything, you just moved your body. Rabbi Akiva hi. Tomar lo b'inan maisa. Rabbi Akiva is the one that includes hishtachava'a. Right, that you don't need a maisa. So would you say the Rabbana would include a case of Hakashas Rosav? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilo temer Rabbanan. Yes, kfifas komaso l'rabbanan have maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says it could even be according to the Rabbanan because bowing down is a maisa. Hishtachavah. So now the Gemara asks the question. Hashtel reish lakish kfifas komaso l'rabbanan lo have maisa. Hakashas Rosav de balov have maisa. If reish lakish interprets that machlokes as the Rabbanan do not think bowing down is a maisa. There you move your whole body. Just flapping your arms would be a maisa. Right, so again, Rabbi Yochanan is saying this to explain what the definition of a maisa is. Everybody agrees fundamentally you need the maisa. But the question is, what is a maisa? So would it make sense that bowing is an Akasha Rosav, bowing is not an Akasha Rosav is? Answer, Kikama Reish Lakish Tam of the Rabbi Akiva, you're right. This would not be for the Rabbanan. Reish Lakish gave his answer of this format of this is a maisa, Megadef, and Ov, versus Yedoni, that was only the Rabbi Akiva. Avla Rabbanan lo, Rabbanan would say not. Rabbanan would not say that it is a maisa. Yidoni is not a maisa. So yachi. So then in that Mishnah, yatsa megadif ubal ov mi baile. So should exclude more, right? So the Gemara says Ella Amar Ula. So it must be Ula says when it says bal ov in Meseches Krisus, it's a specific type of Isser that's being referred to. Bimekater l'shade. We're talking about that you're burning something in front of the shade, a certain type of power of demon that is mamuna on something. That's the case of Ov that's being referred to. The other ones are not. The other ones are not good enough for the Rabbanan, right? Megadeh if they argue on, right? And the other ones they agree to. So it has to be some type of Maisa there. And the Ov and Yidoni wouldn't be enough according to the Rabbanan, even though Rabbi Akiva might be Mechalik. And therefore, that is the Ukimta that is mentioned. One more line. Amale Rava Makato Lashade over Navarra Kochavimu. Right, that's included in Avodah Zarah. Right, so if you're saying that the shade has a power, so why would that be separate on the list in Meseches Krisus? Elamarava bimekater lechaber. You're just conjuring them up to connect to them. You're not serving them, and therefore would not be included in Avodah Zarah, but it would be included in the Isser of connecting to powers that we're not supposed to connect to. Armalei Abaya Makata Lachaver Chover Chaverhu. So isn't that included in the other item on the list? Chover Chaver, right? Which is an Isser Lav. It's Skila in the Chover Chavers. Therefore, how would that be included? The Gemara says, in, yes. Vatorah Amar Chover Zeh B'Skila. Yes, certain types of chover chover, as we're going to get to B'Hashem in a minute, describing them are only a lav, but this, makata l'chover, would be an isser skila. When we talk about shadim and other powers and demons, that's also a related issue to what we mentioned earlier, the Rambam and the Gra. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses, why don't we have shadim b'zman hazeh? Right? Or, how could, or he trying really to defend the Rambam, it helps a little bit, this is the Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Va'era. How is it that the Rambam rereads all of these Gemaras, so many Gemaras about Shadim and other powers in the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin, that one of the Amoraim wasn't allowed to be an orech in any of the houses because they forced him to go into the shul because there was a seven-headed demon in the shul, and every time he bowed down, one of the heads fell off. It doesn't sound like that's not literal. It sounds like there's a real power there, among other, right, the Gemara Meseches Me'ilah Daf Yud Zayin, about the shade that possessed the daughter of the Caesar, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai helped get the shade out, and then he was able to abolish the decree. Many stories in Shas about it. So ask Rabbi Yaakov what the Rambam would just say, which he seems to say, all of them, that they're not literal. So he talks about this one by the Chartumim. And he says, I can help the Rambam a little bit. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always levels the playing field in terms of power of Kedusha and powers of Tumah. So maybe the Rambam would agree that in the earlier days, when there were unbelievable powers of Kedusha, and the Tanoim and the Amoraim could do Tchias HaMesim and create people, and we'll get to Hashem soon on Amud Beis, and do amazing things and have baskols. So at that time, there was Shadim, because you had to level the playing field in the Koach HaKedusha and the Koach HaTumah. but only afterwards, when the Koach HaKadusha got lower, so the Koach HaTumah got lower as well. Ulefima shekasavti efshar, shesover harambam, tibizman ha-gemara, shehayu amoraim shebekocham hayalachios mesim, ulecholel niflos v'chadome, they can perform miracles, behechre chochruchu gam lekochol shalashedim v'chadome, ki ze l'uma ze asa elokim, v'im Koach HaKadusha bitokfo, k'mochen Koach HaTumah bitokfo. Virak biyamenu shigam kochos haruchaniim ne elmu v'nimogu k'mochein shuv ein achiza b'metzius le'inyan hashedim. Right, that is Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion. You read some of what the Rambam writes. Doesn't sound that way from the Rambam, that he thought it was reality earlier and not later, but that's what the Rabbi Yaakov suggests. And then he just adds a paragraph, V'nizkarti, shekshayisi bekelm, ra'isi shekasav hagoner b'chana wasserman, b'shem ha-chavetz chayim, shemaisa hadibuk ha-mefursam, shaya b'yamav minastam yeh ha-achron, kichol shetiktan koach ha-torah ha-ruchnius, kintiktan koach ha-tumah. So he quotes that there was some type of famous story, but it's not happening anymore. Right, because again, as we get further away and the kochos aruchos hakdusha get less, so then the aruchas atoma also zelu umazeh asa elokim. That's in terms a little bit of shade. Okay, we continue talking about ma'isa. Remember the rule also lav she ein bo ma'isa and lav she ish bo ma'isa. The whole reason that there's a difference, according at least to one source, is that all lavim are only punished with malchus v'chulu based on dumya delav da chasima. Right, it has to be similar to the Isra of Losaklom Sharbadisho, which that Isra of muzzling is right, juxtaposed next to the Makor of Malkus, the Parashat Kiseitse. So we say, all Malkus has to be Dumi Delav Techasima, meaning Yish Bo Maisa, and it's not a Nita Klase, and it's not a Lash of Aklalas, and it's not a Lash of Nitalan Sharbis Bezdin. It has to be similar. Even though we had the Aruch Laner earlier that said maybe that rule only applies to Malkus, and not to Misa. Maybe a Lash of Maisa, there's no problem with getting Misa, so therefore on Argamar it gets a little trickier. We're talking about lavshim b'maisis, but we're talking about krisus and chatos and misas best. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan. Chover chaver. Right, another one of the isurim that was just brought up. Chover chamer, some type of charmer. Right, what is a chover? Chover, echad chover gadol ve'echad chover katan. Whether chover chaver, you bring gadol, you gather together large animals. Right, in through magic, Rashi says ma'asev chayos ubehemos gadolos, or chever katan, you just bring together a couple of a little shrutzim. V'yafilu nachashim akrabim, even nachashim akrabim, just to cause them to fight each other. That's also included in the iser lav of chover chover. Amar Abaya, hilkach mai haiman detzamid zibur of akraba. If you put together a bee and a scorpion, avagav de gamachavin de litzku aser. Even if your kavana is that they shouldn't hurt you, if you use the chover chover way of preventing them from hurting you, that is usur. Rashi says, Rashi quoting here from Halacha, second to last line, ukegon she'ein ratzen acharav, she'ein kan mishum bikuach nefesh. Right, if it's bikuach nefesh, then you're allowed to do this, meaning Rashi is saying this is not a vodazara. This is not mamash avodazara, it's an isur lav, and therefore, mishum bikuach nefesh, you could do anything as long as it's not one of the big three. Right, the havamina, the Maritz Chayis here says, the havamina is that it's abizrayo da vodazara. And therefore, that's why you wouldn't be able to do it. Kamash Balan says Rashi that it is not. That's the Maris Chayis' comment right here. Says the Gemara. For Rabbi Yochanan, now getting back to the other definitions. Maishno tekvifes komasa l'rabbanan havi maisa, v'akim asfasav lo havi maisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, bowing down hishtachavaya for the Rabbanan is a maisa. Right? That's going to be included in the Avodah Zarah. But Megadef, akim asfasav, it's not a ma'isa. What's the difference? Amar Rava. Rava says it's not about the physical difference in the actions. There's something deeper about the definition of the lavim. We can't always decide something. Is it a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa or ein bo ma'isa based on the physical action that takes place? Right? It says a Rava Amar Rava shani megadev hol v'yeshno belev. Megadev is an iser lev expressed by the terrible words that he says, blaspheming God. But let's say he would say those words without feeling it. That wouldn't be the Yisr, right? We had a couple of days ago, right? The Edim, when the Edim repeat what the Gidduf that was said, we had a Machlokas Rishonim. Does he repeat, I heard him curse Hashem, and he said, this shame Hashem, or do you have to repeat the curse itself? But even if you repeat the curse itself, right, that's not the Yisr of Gidduf, because there was no lave inside.
So that's what the Rabbanan mean. Don't focus on the Akim HaSfasov, our lips moving, is that less of a physical action, more of a physical action? No, it's that the Ikir is Belev. And therefore, that's why it's defined as a Lav She'im B'maisa, according to the Rabbanan. It reminds us a little bit of, right, a discussion we had a couple weeks ago about Losachmod. Remember the Ravitz Kasha on Losachmod of the Rambam. The Rambam says, you don't violate Losachmod unless you cause the guy to sell it to you, right? You bother him so much that he sells it to you. And the very next line of the Rambam, Menuchas Gzela, is, but you don't get Malkus for Losach, what, because it's a Lav She'im B'maisa. Ask the Ravid, how do you say the two sentences, one after another? If you say it's only Usser once you sell it, so then why, it should be a Lav She'im B'maisa. So explain the Achronim, and the Smak says it Beferish, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, that no, B'mahus, Losach mod is a lav she'ein b'maisa, because an ikr tali is belave. The maisa that is just required, it's a sheer. How much in your lave is it? It's so deep that you made somebody sell it to you. But that's not part of the definition of the lav. That's just a condition, not definition, a condition. Right? And that's different. But the ikr is belave. Right? Similarly here, even if you want to say, oh my God, it might be a physical action. Yeah, but the ikr is belave, and therefore it is not called the Yeshba Maisa. Masa Reb Zera. So Reb Zera says, I'll ask you a question on this idea. Yatsu Edim Zomimin She'ein Behem Maisa. What is that talking about? That is relating to Karban Chatas. Edim Zomimin do not bring a Karban Chatas because they don't have a Maisa. Va'amai She'halesnehu Belev. But what do you mean? If you're saying the definitions are Yeshba Maisa, Ein B'Maisa have to do with Lev, but Edim Zomimin, right, isn't, that's not a Ikar B'Maisa, it's about their talking, right, and that's, if you call that Kima Sfasav is a Maisa, technically, so unless it's Ikar B'Lev, so why don't you say here too, so Amar Rava, Shani Edim Zomim, Hov Yeshnan Bikol. You're right, it's not B'Lev, but the Ikar problem of the Edim Zomim is their voice, and that's not something tangible, and therefore, that's why it's not going to be called a Maisa. Again, a different category that is Ein B'Maisa, right? This reminds us, gotta put all categories together. The earlier one reminded us of Osachmod. This might remind us of the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. Mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, the Rambam writes, we know based on the Gemara, if somebody steals a shofar and blows with it, you're yotze the mitzvah. Even though if you steal a lulav and you shake it, you're not yotze with it. Mitzvah b'Aveira. What's the difference? The Rambam's Lashon, Ein B'Kol Din Gezel. Because if the mitzvah is b'kol, it's not the blowing of the shofar, it's the hearing of the shofar, the sound. And you can't steal a kol. The chefza that created the kol is a problem. But the kol itself, right, that's similarly here too. Edim Zomim, the ikar is b'kol, and the kol is not tangible. And therefore that's not called a maisa. Says the Gemara, b'kol Rabbi Yochanan la maisa, who, 1 minute, is a voice, according to Rabbi Yochanan, not called a maisa, v'ha'itmar. What about the following? Chasma, what we just spoke about. Chasma, b'kol, v'nhiga b'kol. If I muzzle an animal with my mouth, meaning the animal is about to eat, and I go, and I keep making sounds, so the animal is basically muzzled. Or, hinhiga, kilai behema. I lead two animals, two different animals, on the wagon, b'kol. Not physically. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayiv. Rish Lakish Amar, pater. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayiv, akimas pif avimaisa. It is a maisa. Rish Lakish Amar, pater, akimas pif lo avimaisa. Question mark. So we're within Rabbi Yochanan now. Rabbi Yochanan, who argued on Rish Lakish earlier. So we're telling me that a kol is not a maisa, and that's why Edim Zomin is not considered a maisa. But you see here by muzzling. So Ela Amar Rava, shiny Edim Zomin, hova yeshnan b'ri'ia. Right, the Iker of Edim Zomin, okay, not kol, but ri'ia, Rashi. Iker chiyuva ba al yedei ri'ia, shemeidin shera'u v'ri'ia les b'maisa. You focus on the content of what they said, not just on that they said, and therefore the Iker is ri'ia, and that's why it is different than even muzzling. We've discussed in the past, the muzzling iser is a litmus test for where the Rishonim discuss when is something called a lav she'yesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa. Right, the Rambam calls muzzling a yesh b'maisa. What do you mean yesh b'maisa? Chasma b'kol. And we paskin, that's also aser. Chasma b'kol. What do you mean? Isn't that ein b'maisa? So the Magen Mishnah there in Hilchas Chira says, if an iser can be done with a maisa, even if sometimes it's done without a maisa, it's called a lav she'yesh b'maisa. Again, what's the normal way to do it? The Iker definition. It's about, again, another example of Yesh B'Maisa, Ein B'Maisa is not just about the physical what's involved, but what's at root. And we have the opposite suggestion as well. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, in a few places, one of them is by the Isser of Nekama, the Isser of Revenge. The Isser of Revenge says the Sefer HaChinuch that I think that that is a lav, and I didn't bring it, lav she'ein bo maisa. Lav she'ein bo maisa. What do you mean? You could take revenge by burning down the guy's house and Rachmana Litzlan. But because much revenge is done without a maisa, so therefore it's the feeling of nekama and netira, right? So that's why it's defined as an ein bo maisa, even though sometimes it can be done by a maisa. So, and sometimes you find the third daya. The third daya, it depends whether you did the maisa or you didn't do the maisa. And there are many other examples of this, where sometimes it can be done with an action, sometimes without, but again, it's an important discussion. Also related to this last line of Shiny Eidim Zomim is what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, back when we spoke about Eid Zomim, Lemafreya Hu Nifsal, or Mekana Lahaba Hu Nifsal. Right, we discussed the Machlok Zabai and Rav, and we quoted there the suggestion of Reb Chaim, where he discusses that maybe Eidim, based on the Rishonim already, but the roots of it are the Rishonim, that Eid Zomim is not punished for the Maisa Aveira per se. Eid Zomim, there's what he calls a shame Eid Zomim. There's a status in Eid Zomim, and once that is status is achieved, then the halachas kick in. Even if, right, it's not for the Maisa Aveira per se. It goes back to that Ramban that we mentioned four times already. Right, the Ramban, based on the Gemara later on in Daf Peites, Dalal Shetzuchan Achrasa, the Ramban who says the four people that are punished not for their Maisa Aveira, but for what they represent and their status. Edom Zomamin, Mesis, Zakin Mamre, and Ben Sarah Mora. Right, those four. But Edom Zomamin, it's the status. Chalo Shem Eid Zomim, and as big as Raya, is the Maritz, is the Ritz Geis. Which Ritz Geis? Rabbi Akiva, the beginning of Makkas. Rabbi Akiva says, you compare three Eidim to two Eidim. Right? And just like two Eidim are a problem, so do three Eidim. So what does that mean? Many different Pshatim in the Gemara. But one of the Pshatim, the Ritz Geis on that Gemara, Daf Dalet or so in Meseches Makkos, one of the Pshatim is that just like two, when they're Zomimin, they're punished, so do three. Even if just two are Zomimin, all three are punished. All three? What did the third one do? He's called an Eid Zomim because he was part of the Kat. It's a huge Chiddush. But that is the suggestion the Ritz Geis, and that's what Reb Chaim uses on the Pehem Aveis. He says, Hayi Pala. I'm quoting here from the Rishima Shiurim, Rav Salvechik, on Nedarim, page Kuf Pei Vav. Halo Yipala, halo Shlishi, lo Avar al Aveir Shalei Deshekev, v'lama Yei Anesh, v'tzorach lo Marsha Taimo, mikivan shashlishi hitztaref, l'kata zomimim, chal bo shemeid zomim, b'sha shahuzmu ha'achirim shabakat. And he says that's the pshat also maybe of Rava, Mikanu lahaba hu nifsal. Mikanu lahaba, what he did wrong, his maisa aveira was earlier. The answer is he's not punished for his maisa aveira. It's the status, and the status is given to him when Besdin declares him an Eid Zomim. And that's why it would call Mikanu lahaba. And then he says, maybe even Abaye agrees to that, but he just says it goes backwards. Fechulu, again, many other ayahs to this that he brings there and other places where this chiddush is quoted. But also fits in right here. Eid Zomim is Bereiya. That's the ikker of the aveira. Tana Rabbanan, Baalov. So now let's get into some of the definitions. What are these averas? What is done? Baalov is amadaber bein aprakim umbein atzila yadav. Baalov is when somebody speaks from his from between his limbs, between his armpits. Yidoni zameniach etzem yadua befiv, the bone of the yadua animal in his mouth. Umadaber beilov, and he speaks from it. Fine. Meisvei v'haya ka'ov me'eretz ko'lech. Right, Yishayo says, like from Ov, the voice. Me'eretz. Ma'ila de mishtoi ki yurche. Right, what does it mean, me'eretz? Does it mean that the voice is coming from the ground? Right, not from the armpit? Lo. The salat v'yasa b'nei prakim u'mishtoi. No, it's from the aretz. It comes up, and then it goes into the armpit, and then talks. Toshma v'tamar ha'ishal shol. Here it is. Shol ha'melech. Right, goes to the witch of Ein Dor, because the Ur Vatumim wasn't answering him, and he goes to try to get information about the war that he is going to go into the next day. Vatamar Ishal Shol, Elohim Ra'isi Olam in Aretz. I see a god coming up from the Aretz. Right, the Chazal say that usually they come upside down, and they came right side up to give cover for the Shaul, and that's how she knew who Shaul was. So my love, the Mishtoi Ki Yurche, doesn't mean coming up from the ground. Lo, the Yasa Min HaProklam Mishtoi, it means it came up, and then it was spoke from there. So once this is here, let's get back to what we mentioned before. The Radak. The Radak in that parak quotes a Machlokes Gaonim, which is the basis for what came later, the Machlokes and the Rambam and everyone else. The Radak says there at the end of Perek Chavches in Shmuel Aleph, V'ra'inu Machlokes Bein HaGaonim B'davar Zeh. I saw a major machlokas amongst the Gaonim. V'kulam Nishtavu, Ki Maisa Ha'ov Hevel V'Tov V'Divrei Kaza V'Hito. Some say it's all false. Right? So you got to explain, what was Shaul doing here? What happened here? If it was all a fake, right? It was all a vision. Avol yesh behem omrim ki lo diber Shmuel im Shaul chas v'shalom. Lo ol Shmuel mikivro. V'lo diber. Avol ha'isha asta ha'kol b'ramos. Ki miyad hi kira ki Shaul hu. Maybe the woman made up the whole thing. Maybe she made up the whole thing. She saw that it was Shaul. Maybe Shaul believed that there was something, but she made up the whole thing. That is one daya. Midrash Svar Amar Zeh Zepirish Rabbi Shmuel ben Chafni Hago in Zechrona Lebracha. VeYomar Avu Bisha Mashmol Sirei Chacham in Zechrona Lebracha beGemar Ki Emes Haya Shehech Yisa Haisha Shmuel Lo Yikublu Advar Mevakam Sheish Machishim Lahem Na Seichel. Even though it sounds that way, it's against Seichel, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel bar Chafni says didn't happen. Aval the Radak continues Rav Sadia VeRav Hai HaGaonim Zechrona Lebracha Amru Emesu. It's very far-fetched to say that this woman just knew the future by herself. Hashem did it. Right, some say, you're right, usually Ov and Yidoni is meaningless, fundamentally like the Rambam. But here, it's hard to say that in this story. It must be Hashem came and did it. He did Tchias HaMeisa for Shmuel. Here. V'yesh lo tamu ala divrei gona meila. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu echi Yishmuel, kadei l'saper l'shol ha'kar v'sav ois alav. Lomar lo amar lo aydei chalomos, o aydei urim o aydei neviim, aydei isha balas ov. You have to say it's the dafka through ov. Why didn't you just give Shaul a vision? And he says, the other day of the Gonim is that, no, it is something like the other Rishonim say, that there is forces that are emes. The Radvaz also has an important shuva here. Why don't I just look it up in Chela Gimel Elef Samach Zayin? So the Radvaz also, he asked the Kasha, how could Shaul have done it? How could Shaul? Bashi Hitir, right, the Shaul b'mechashim, mechashim, yesh l'smoch. So the Pashas is that he did an avera. Pashas, he did something wrong. He was very perturbed and he didn't know what was going on. So he went, he did something wrong. The Radvaz writes at the end, maybe he thought it was like Pigok Nefesh. So that's why he was allowed to do it in this case. But again, that is the a big discussion in the Rishonim already. Okay, weiter. Tan Rabbanan, Baal Ov, Echad. Some dafim like peter out a little. Chas v'shalom, no daf peters out, but just like ends off softly. This daf continues till the end. Power. Tan Rabbanan, Baal Ov. Echad amale bizachuro, v'echad amale nishal bigogolos. A Baal Ov is either one that is ma'ale bizachuro, or if you ask a skull, nishal begugolos, what's ma'ale bizachuro? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says zachuro means you could also bring up the force not only in the armpit but also on the aver hazachar. That's zachuro. Tosfos says there was a female though that did ov by Shaul. So ma'ale bizachuro was just the title. The title of the Ba'alas Ov, Tosfos says, Shem Mechashefos. It was a type of title of Kishuf. Okay. Ma Ben Zelazeh, what's the difference between these two? Ma'ale Bezechuro Eina Ola Kedarko. It doesn't come up Kedarko, meaning it's flipped. Veina Ola B'Shabbos, and it doesn't work on Shabbos. Nishal B'Gilgoles, Ola Kedarko Veina Ola B'Shabbos. Nishal B'Gilgoles comes up straight and is Ola B'Shabbos. Why doesn't it come up on Shabbos? The Aruch Laner discusses that the power of the Neshama is different on Shabbos. Okay. Ola Lahecha Salik Hakamei Monach. What does that mean that the it goes up? The skull is lying on the floor. So where does it go up to? Ela Ema One Kedarko Veona B'Shabbos. Okay, not go up, but it gives the norm, regular answers. One, it works. It works Kedarko. Straight, and it answers on Shabbos. V'yav she'el azu shal, turnus rufus as Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo mayom yomayim. Turnus rufus was as Rabbi Akiva. What's different about Shabbos? Mayom yomayim. Amar lo, umageri migufrin. You're asking what makes Shabbos special? What makes you special? Amar le, demari tzavi. The king wanted to make me the king. Make me a ruler. Shabbos nami demari tzavi. Shabbos also. Hashem wanted to make it special. Omer le, he said, no. Hachi kamin elcha. This is what I mean to ask you. Turn the surface as Rabbi Akiva. Mi yemer do in a shapsa. Who says you have the day right? Who says you have the day right? The Margolis Hayam explains that, you know, every other day on the Jewish calendar there's a mesora about. And you know it from Maimon Har Sinai and Maisa Bracious. Who was there? How do you know? Right? How do you know which day it is, right? And Harai, if somebody's on a desert island, they just count their own 6 days, right? How do you know a Mesorah about Shabbos? Amar lo, he says, yeah. Nar sampation yochiach. A certain type of river that doesn't flow on Shabbos. It flows the other 6 days. Baal ov yochiach. Baal ov, as we just explained. Certain baal ovs are not answered on Shabbos. Kivro shalaviv yochiach. And your father's kever will be it proves. Shein malon hashem Shabbos. No smoke comes out on Shabbos. Because it only burns during the week. It has a respite on Shabbos. Amalo, and Turnus Rufus did not like that last line. Bizito, bishito, vikilato. You were just embarrassed and cursed my father. He was very upset about that last line. The Marsha here goes through what are the three all connect to something. The Ben Yoyada here says, Mayomi Yomayim, there's something deeper here. What's day from days? Why doesn't it say ma special about this yom? What's my yom yomayim? He says, my yom, how is this day different than the two other days of rest of the other religions in this world? My yom yomayim, how is this different than Friday and Sunday? My yom yomayim, says the Ben Yehoyada. Right? Those are also days of rest. What makes your day of rest so special and different than the other, than the Muslim day of rest and the Christian day of rest? Right? What makes it different? Right, on the date now, it's a whole weekend. Shabbos Sunday, right? People have off. But not so long ago, right, in the 1920s, 1930s, people worked on Saturday. It was only Sunday that was the day of rest. Right? Sunday is the day that people go to church. Right? So Sunday is for the Christians. Friday is for the Muslims. So he says, Mayom Yomayim. Good. Shoal Ov, Hainu, but Dorash Alamesim. So according to this, isn't Ov an example of Dorash Alamesim? Dorash Alamesim, look at the Tanya. No, it's the following. Dorash Alamesim, which is another Isser, is the follows. V'Dorash Alamesim, Zehamariv Atzmo, somebody who stars themselves in order to be able to connect to the dead. V'Holei Cholon, V'Veis HaKvaros, and he sleeps in the cemetery. K'dei Shetishra Olav Ruach Tuma. So you could have a Ruach Tuma that rests on him. Ukshay Rabbi Kiva Magia L'Mikra Zeh, when Rabbi Akiva came to this Pasuk, Aya Boch, he used to cry. There are a number of psukim that Rabbi Akiva used to cry about when he got up to. So, umah hamar v'atzmo k'dei sh'olav ruach tuma, sh'olav ruach tuma. If somebody stars themselves to get ruach tuma, you see the ruach tuma comes. Hamar v'atzmo k'dei sh'olav ruach tara, alachas kama v'kama. If you do that to get ruach tara, right, mita tova is always greater. So, amazing, it would be great. Elamai asa, but what can I do? It doesn't work. Shavonoseinu garmulanu shenemar kiyam avonoseichem yoyim avdilim b'neichem levein elokeichem. Whether fasting is a good thing or not, also a major topic, maybe a machlokas rishonim, right, about a nazir, right? The Noda Behuda talks about it also. Rav Avadia has a tshuva about a sefer Torah shenafal. He says, even though the minhag is to fast, if it was up to me, I would say, you don't have to fast, just everybody should stay home from work and learn and daven all day. You know, that's much more meaningful for our generation. Okay, period. Amar Rava, ibod tzadiki baru alma. If the righteous would want, they'd be able to create worlds. Shenemar, based on this pasuk, kavon aseichem ayam avdilim v'gomer. Our sins separate us from Hashem. But if we wouldn't sin, we'd be connected to Hashem. And we'd be able to create worlds. And here it is, famous three lines. Rava, bara, gavra. Rava created a person. This is the Golem Gemara. Rava created a person. Rashi, al yidei sefer yitzira, shelimdu tzira v'osio shol shem. Right? Using the sefer yitzira, he created a person. Shati the kamei derev zera. Right? He sent them to Rav Zera. Rabbi Zera, who we know was famous for the kam rabbe, shakti the Rav Zera, right, in the Purim story. Havi kam ishtoi ba'adei v'lo'ave madalei. Rav Zera started talking to this person, or this being, and he didn't answer him. Amarle, he says, min chavraya at. You're from the chavraya. You must be a created a being. Hadol afrach. Go become dirt again. He got rid of him. Whoa. Rabbi Chai, so what is this story teaching us? Right? The Chacham Tzvi is the one that asked the question, and everybody answer him, go follows through. The Chacham Tzvi, could you use a person created by Sefer Yetzirah for a minion? Could you use him for a minion? She'ela Tzadi Gimel. Could you use him for a minion? Says the Chacham Tzvi, it must be no way. Because if you could use it for a minion, Reb Zera wouldn't have killed him. Right? So it must be he doesn't have a neshama, he's not really a person, and must be he's not mitztaref la'asara. Only Adam hanotzer toch Adam. Uber notzer mimei imo u'dechayev alei. That's the Chacham Tzvi. Right? You cannot use him for a minion. His son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, also discusses this as well in a tshuva in Pei Beis Atumi, and he says, Kashli ma'akami bo'elei. What, is he any better than a cherishot of a katan? That's not mitztaref. They don't have das, and they're people. Ava gav to be bnei Yisrael hein vadei v'chashuvik kashar adam Yisrael chol davar chutz ben mitzvahs via hargan chay v'chol v'chol. You can't use it for a minion. Can't use it for a minion. And because he quotes that the chiyus of these people are like chiyus habehema ein barigaso shemavera pshita. They know like a behema b'tzuras adam. Right, and therefore there is not a problem. You cannot use him for a minion. Based on this, but the Chashuk Yechemet here goes into 10 other halachas. You know, what do you say about Sefer HaYetzirah? Can you be mistarif him for a minion? What about if you kill him? What else? Can he do shchita with Gadol Omer Agabov? Right? Is he mitame ba'ohel? Right, all of these, if you find his Mitziah, goes through all of these. Amazing. But there's Rav Chaim Volozhin, he quotes on the bottom, but it's quoted by others also, in the Hakdama to Sifrei Ditznius. Right, that's where the Gra has a commentary on Sifrei Ditznius, one of the Svarim of the Zohar, and the Hakdama there, that's where the Rav Chaim Volozhin says a lot of stories about the Gra. There are two main sources of stories of the Gra. The Hakdama to the Vas HaShulchan, Rizol Mishlov, and the Hakdama to Sifrei Ditznius are Rav Chaim Volozhin. So there he says that he quotes from the Grub, who he says, Amartilo, Me'ata, Halo Eno Darver Gadol Pelakokach, Livro Golem. Right? It's not, if you know Sefer Yetzirah. So, Rebbe, isn't it not so amazing? Va'amarti, I'm sorry, Heshiv, Be'emes Pamachas Hischalti Livro Golem. This is an eyewitness. Rechaim Yvelashim is writing this. He says that the Grub told him one time he started to write create a golem. Uba'odi Be'emsas Yaso, Chalaf Va'avar Tzmuna Achas, Al Roshi, I saw something. Let's see what he saw. The hifsakti milasa od ki amarti mistama min hashemayim min auni lefi rachus shani v'sha'altiv ben kama haya oz. How old were you? Because you got a vision that you aren't supposed to do this now. The heishiv hayakodim yud gimel shana. Wasn't bar mitzvah yet when he was involved in this. That's the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon. He quotes the Chassam Sofer. Also, similarly, Yesh Bekochi Litzar De Shemos Vatzirufim Gola Beli Hes Asmos Yisera Ach Ikra Asiba Shal Meniasi La Achiz Badeh based on Yerushalmi. Right, and then he, fine. And then he quotes a story from Rav Meir Arik, one of the Gedolim from the previous star. He says, he was once asked, is it true whether the Maharal created the Golem or not? The legend. Veheshiv, he says, I don't know, but to have a Talmud like the Tosfos Yontif, that's an even greater Pella than having a Golem. So he says, that's the Maharal's star student that wrote a commentary on Mishnah. Okay, Vayter, we continue. Says the, and they get into the whole discussion about, right, all the stories about Rabbi Elazar was Meshacher as Eved in order to have a minion. Why didn't you just create a golem if you use it for a minion? Right, there are all these, Leibet Ksugya, but not for now. One more line though, Rabbi Chanina Rav Oshia, Aviyasi Komali Shabsa. Every Friday afternoon, they used to sit for Aski B'Sefer Yetzirah. They were involved in Sefer Yetzirah, which again is attributed to Avram Avinu, to Adam Rishon, Umivri Lu'ig Latilta. They used to make a nice cow, V'achli Le'i, and use that for Shabbos. You're allowed to get Hanah from a Maisa Nisim. Right, discussion, but either way. Okay, those are the two stories about creations. We'll stop here by Tanur Rabbanan. Tomorrow, we'll continue. Gedi Shia was sponsored. L'Zeicher Nishmas Rav Avraham Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Friedman on his 33rd yard site. He devoted his life to the Slobodka Yeshiva and to the dissemination of Torah. His house was a base vod l'chachavim. Bezrem, tomorrow, we'll have the daf, and then the next couple of days, Yontif will be put up from the previous cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.